With 50 million books in print worldwide, I'm betting you've read one of Harlan Coben's books. His last five novels, Stay Close, Livewire, Caught, Long Lost, and Hold Tight, all debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Coben was the first author to win the triple crown of the Edgar Award, Seamus Award, and the Anthony Award. His novels have been called ingenious by the New York Times and poignant and insightful by the LA Times. In early books, Coben immersed himself in the exploits of sports agent Myron Bolitar. Branching out, he wrote the critically acclaimed Tell No One, which became one of the most decorated thrillers of 2001. The novel was also turned into a hit French film of the same name. Coben was the first writer in more than a decade to be invited to write fiction for the New York Times op-ed page. His essays and columns have appeared in many top publications. His first young adult novel was Shelter, and the second in the Mickey Bolitar series, Seconds Away, will kick off our conversation. Welcome, Harlan. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, first question. What made you pick up the pen to write for young adults?
Well, there's a few different things, but I have four children myself, ages, the oldest just turned 18, the youngest is 11. So I think I wanted to write something that would be relevant for them. But I think the bigger reason was I had seen some great books, great young adult books on dystopia or vampires or wizards, but I hadn't really seen too many that do sort of what I do, the classic kind of thriller set in the real world that maybe some of the inner kids could relate to. I thought maybe they'd enjoy that sort of stay-up-all-night suspense that I try to write for adults.
Well, parents worry that kids' literacy has devolved into three-word texts, yet you've boldly jumped into YA literature, and you're in very good company. Share your take on the literacy of the younger generation.
I'm actually a lot more bullish on that than most people. I don't remember as a kid, quite frankly, the sort of general excitement about any book the way that we experienced when the kids started with the Harry Potter books, the Hunger Games books, Rick Riordan's Percy Jackson series. These became almost cultural phenomenons. I don't really remember that happening so much when I was a kid, to be on their side. And what I also love and what I hope will happen with my own books, Shelter and Seconds Away, my own young adult series, is that both the adults and the young adults are reading it. That's sort of amazing. I run into tons of adults that are reading Twilight or Hunger Games or Harry Potter, and then their kids are reading them also, and then they can share them. And so it's easy to say, oh, kids don't read today, blah, blah, blah. But I'm finding that they're actually pretty good about it if you give them books that they want.
Okay, tell us about Mickey Bolitar.
Well, Mickey is, he's 15, 16 years old. His father is dead. His mother is in rehab, or so we believe. And as the first book opens in the series, the creepy lady down the street, you know, every town has that creepy house with the creepy lady that we're all afraid of. Do you remember that when you were growing up, right?
You had a house
like that in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Everyone does. She opens the door, looks out at him his first day going to a new high school, and says, "Mickey, your father's not dead. He's alive." And so begins Mickey's journey. He is actually, for those who read my adult novels, he is the nephew of Myron Bolitar, who features in my adult novels. And he lives with Myron, who plays a secondary role in the series.
Well, I love the way Mickey enters a kind of nirvana when he plays basketball. Was basketball a part of your life?
It was. I played college basketball, actually Division III, and I wasn't all that good. But yes, basketball was a big part of my life. And again, that was part of what I hope would be realistic and relate to the young adults, is that while Mickey is really solving huge crimes and has missing girlfriend and surrounded by all this danger, he still really cares about making the basketball team and playing well and trying to practice the sport that he loves. Instead of all the normal sort of problems that a high school kid has while still trying to solve this incredible mystery of where his father is and what really happened to him.
Well, I loved Emma with one M and the very quirky Spoon. Talk a little about them.
Well, first of all, the character of Spoon, this is why it's so great to have kids when you're writing young adults. The character of Spoon came exactly from a story that my son, when he was starting a new story. I actually said, whoa, whoa, slow down. I got to write this down because what did the kid say to you exactly word for word? And so I created the character of Spoon from a story that my son had told me. And a lot of the things in the books are things that my kids tell me that I just sort of twist around, or things that I think are done wrong or right in the high schools and the experiences that my own kids have come through. Ema, too, was, and on the outside, she's the goth girl, the outsider, but there's really a lot more to her. I always love that with characters, too, where they appear to be one thing, but really as you get to know them, there's something else.
Hmm. Your longtime readers adore Myron Bolitar. Who was your inspiration for him?
Well, writers don't normally like to admit this, but Myron Bolitar is me with plenty of wish fulfillment. I mean, he's funnier, he's faster, he's stronger. He thinks of the line I wish I had thought of because I have all the time in the world. He's braver. I think he's more loyal. I do have him beaten two ways. One, I'm a better dancer, which I'll demonstrate, but we're on the radio. And two, he is slightly wiser in the ways of women. I'm slightly wiser in the ways of women.
Uh-huh.
I've been with my wife for many years, and Myron's love life is a disaster. But a lot of his sensibilities and a lot of the things that I created for him apply to me. A couple of big differences, though, that I ended up doing, somewhat serious, is I gave him in his life what I've always wanted, but I have what he always wants. Myron's dream in life is to get married and move to the burbs and have kids. So he's constantly envious of me because I have that and he doesn't. On the other hand, I lost my parents at a fairly young age, and Myron has this wonderful relationship with his own parents that I imagine I would be having had my parents survive. So I'm envious of him. And this has worked well. As I've written the Myron Bolitar series to I think make the series a little richer and a little different than just a guy solving crimes.
Interesting. Okay. Is Mickey going to return in another title?
Yes. We have Shelter is the first, Seconds Away is the second, and I do plan on at least a third, maybe more. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to wrap up the whole mythology by then or not.
Well, in doing research for this interview, I saw you had some pretty famous classmates. Can you tell us a high school story about New Jersey Governor Chris Christie?
Well, I've known Chris since I was 10 years old. We've been friends since we were 10 years old. We both turned 50 this year. We were both at each other's birthday parties celebrating that milestone. So it's almost 40 years of friendship. Have we always gotten along? Nope. Do we always agree on everything? Nope, which is really, I think, what makes it strong. Well, when we were both in high school, interestingly enough, our senior year of high school, I was president of the student council, and he was president of the senior class. And you would end up guessing which one of us would go into politics and which one would make up stuff for a living. So sometimes I'm not sure that's a big difference. But he was really good at it, and he took care, and he wanted to let everybody else thought. And I was more, let's just say, laissez-faire. I guess I was more a classical John Lockean liberal, where I was liberal in the sense that I didn't do anything at all. I let them run themselves.
And actually, you're pretty, you have a relationship with Dan Brown?
Yeah, we were in the same fraternity in college, at Amherst College, interestingly enough. At the time, neither one of us really had any... could not imagine that we would both be where we are today, writers, and doing as well as we seem to be doing. But yes, we were in the same fraternity when we were in college. And in fact, Dan sent me a very early draft, the manuscript of Da Vinci Code, because his books before that had not done as well as they should have. I felt that this is a guy who's going to break out big, and I couldn't understand why. And then I read Da Vinci Code in manuscript form, and I said, ooh, this is going to do some good things for you, Dan.
Yeah. So what are you working on right now?
Well, I just worked on another book. I have my next one, which will be out in March. I'm finishing up now. It's called 6 Years. It's for adults, all new characters, and I'm really thrilled with it. I can't wait for people to try it. We're also working on, I had a book called Tell No One, which was made into a really wonderful French film. I can say that because I didn't make the film. They just based it on my book, which is readily available on Netflix, anywhere you want, Tell No One. And they're doing a Hollywood remake, and I'm working a little bit on that. And stuff like that. Myron Bolitar might turn into to a TV series in the next year. So plenty on my plate.
Yeah, and I know that Tell No One won an Audie for Best Mystery and Suspense also.
Yes, Stephen Weber did a great reading, the actor from best known by for Wings still, but a lot of different TV shows and movies, and just a terrific actor. And he's been a longtime reader, and I talked him into trying out Audio World, and he won the award for Best Audio right away for Tell No One. So
yeah,
there you go.
Well, Harlan, I have to say, I read Seconds Away, and I thought it was wonderful. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Great talking to you, Anne.
All righty, bye.